Lord, with all thine heart, and all thy soul, and all thy spirit, and all thy strength. Amen. Let us all stand. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful in our hearts that you have given us another wonderful opportunity to be gathered here this evening. It's so good, Lord, to have the love of Jesus Christ burning in our hearts, and Lord, to see the great hour and time we're in where you're dealing with a people, Lord, by the holy oracles of God. Lord, the revelation that you give forth in this hour. And Father, we just want to remain a hungry people, Lord Jesus, a people that will be constantly crying out for revelation, constantly, Lord, searching for the precious will of God to be done in our lives. Oh, how thankful we are, Lord, for what you're doing for us. And we just want you to draw on our heartstrings again this evening. Speak to our hearts, Lord, through the way of the Word of God. And make it where, Lord, which is something that just burns constantly in our life every moment. That, Lord Jesus, you'd have the complete preeminence of everything we do and say. So we ask you, bless the service, Lord, for that purpose. And may you bless the song service, Lord. Open our hearts for it. And may there be a spirit of worship and love go out of our hearts for you. And Lord, the preaching of the word, whatever portion it may be, may you get the glory and the honor through it all. We ask it again in your precious, most wonderful, most glorious name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I love him. Amen. Glory. Let's sing a little chorus before Brother Settles come. Just sing a little chorus. I love him. Amen. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation.
From your heart, it's not just a song that you're saying, is it?
Amen.
He's wonderful, worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Truly, he's wonderful. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books. I think page 10, I think it is. Amen. Praise his holy name. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Amen.
Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what I
shall
me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. May that weight upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle.
Again, you want him to teach you?
Oh, teach me way upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle.
Page 23, if you'd like to turn with me. My faith looks up to thee. Hallelujah.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Oh, now
side, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Page 5. Let's turn over and sing that one. Sweet hour of prayer. Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, mine foe has all done found relief and all escaped the tempter's snare by thy return sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joy I feel, the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and glad take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. Whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless, and since he bids me seek his face, believe and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. May I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll draw and rise to seize the everlasting prize and shout while past, sing through the air, farewell,
Amen. So much truth in that sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. He's wonderful, ain't he? Amen. Brother Amos, would you like to come up and take up the offering? And that's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we can say it's an honor, Lord, to be here this evening.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord, for giving us the health and the strength, Lord, for the desire in our hearts to draw closer to thee this day, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for all you've done. Yes. So great, so wonderful. Just give you all the glory, Lord. Lord, we pray we'll just have your preeminence in the remainder of the service, Lord. May all that's said and done be for thy glory and honor. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. May it be used to be the upbuilding of that kingdom. Lord, we ask these things in thy precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Shut in with God. Let's sing that little verse together. Shut in with God in a secret place. Something on your heart, a request or a need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Paul, would you like to take the request this evening? Thank you. You may be seated. Praise his name. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Ask if you come.
If we can only realize what God has made us, then we will rise into a dimension above this flesh. For we're God's genes. We're that chosen generation, elected to believe and act on every word God says. He said, I'm here.
I believe
it. Let me provide.
I believe.
He said, I'm eternal, that I came from God's mind. Said I'm the conqueror.
I believe.
Said I'm already glorified.
I believe.
Satan's
it.
Power is broken. He said I'm seated in Christ. We are Abraham's seed, the children of promise, that royal lineage of God who walk by faith, counting things that are not as though they're already finished. For it's Christ in us, believing his own word today. He said, I'm here.
I believe.
Said he'd provide.
I believe.
He said, I'm God's mind. He said, I'm the conqueror.
I believe.
Said, I'm already glorified.
I believe.
Satan's
it.
Power is broken. He said, I'm seated in Christ. He said, I'm here.
I believe.
Said,
it.
He'd provide.
I believe.
He said,
it.
I'm I came from God's mind. He said, I'm the conqueror.
I believe.
Said, I'm already glorified.
I believe.
Satan's
it.
Power is broken. He said, I'm seated in Christ.
Thank you. Let's all stand. Amen. Sing a little chorus. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Happy to be here again.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
the Lord for these precious mercy and grace. Amen. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Heavenly Father, we truly have come tonight, Lord, to have you speak to our hearts. And Lord, we've come here with you on our minds and you on our hearts. And Lord, it's all for your glory and your honor, Lord, as our brother was bringing this morning to your praise. And Lord, as we see the need of the hour that we're standing in,
Lord, may we be a people that are hungry to meet that need for you, Lord. To be a people, Lord, that will rise on the scene and give you our all, Lord, that you could come in and take over and have the full preeminence and the sway in our lives. Lord, that everything we do and say would be to your glory. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this service. Pray you'll bless your word that we'll bring. Lord, may it help our hearts in some way to grow closer and draw closer to you. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. My, he is so precious. Amen. Thankful for what he's doing. Amen. While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles into Romans, the 8th chapter. Read a little scripture and you can be seated. Amen. Just pray that I don't know if it'll be short or long tonight. We'll just take it as it goes. But just pray that some of these things will go along with what our brother was bringing this morning as well. And some of the word we've been hearing for a long time since we've been here. I believe we're coming down to that time of maturity. You can see it's time to grow up. Time to be a people that have a strong faith and to be able to stand with a revelation and to hold what God's got. But here in Romans 8 and the 11th verse, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Amen. Not going to go the way that maybe we typically would go on that scripture, but just want you to stop and think, just for a moment. If that spirit's in you, it'll quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
And you know, we often read that and it's been preached on. But just to stop and think how that quickening takes place. And how we saw it, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it quickened his dead body.
Amen.
It was laying in a grave and in a tomb. It quickened that body back to life and brought it, rolled that stone away, and he was there again. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Just think about it. Now, if that same spirit had that much power on him,
yes.
And Brother Branham told us all that was in God poured into Christ, he poured into the church.
Yes.
And that little bride's a very portion of himself. That same spirit is then housed within her.
Amen.
An honor. Amen. Yes. Anointed with the same spirit to do a job, a work. For him in this day and age.
Amen.
And my, when you see the word come forth, we've heard many things on the word, on the speaking and healings and all these things. But it's time that it's not just a claim. We've heard many people claim, I'm healed by his stripes.
Yes.
We've seen it done. We've seen it said. And no manifestation, no glory ever went to God because there was no proof that it ever came to pass.
Amen.
But I'd like to turn and read here in the book of James. In the 4th chapter, just to read something James said here, and then we'll read some things the prophet said. But just thinking about this, and this goes not just for healing, but for every word.
Amen.
If I say he's been revealed to me, my life's going to have to produce that it shows in every fiber of my body, every motive I have, every attitude and objective, every move I make is going to declare he's been revealed to me. You know, you take those apostles, when they come down out of that upper room, it was apparent at that point that he had been revealed to them. They knew.
Amen.
That word was alive, and with boldness they came forth speaking. Wasn't maybe he was. Let me tell you, assuredly he was.
Amen.
Amen. You can see that take a hold in their life, that reality.
Amen.
And I just want to catch that as this word comes, no matter what the word is, it starts simple. As you take as long as we've been in this building, and God began to rehearse to us. Make sure you know you're born again. Be sure that token is applied and on spot in your life. Make sure that you're lining up with that word, because that's where it starts. And there is a showing forth when that life is in there. This body will bear the reactions. As the prophet many times ran it through. If I put the life of an apple tree in a pear tree, it'll bear apples. And how we can see that. If I'm a musician, I'd play musical instruments. And we can see that type all down through and see that life expressing out. And as our brother touched on the seeds there, I think it was Thursday night, he spoke some on that. And you can see that taking place and how that manifestation is coming forth in our life.
Amen.
And I like how James puts it here in James, the 4th chapter, I believe it is. Let me turn over here and make sure I better look at my notes. 2nd chapter, right after the book of Hebrews. James, the second chapter, and begin there at the 14th verse. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? And even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. But yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received messengers and sent them on their way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. But we understand now, Brother Brandon really went in and broke that down, and works as faith expressed, and brought that together. Some said it was just faith alone. Some said it was works alone. But God sent a prophet on the scene that brought that together and tied this beautifully down. Amen. And showed us that God saw the faith in Abraham. God searches the reins. He knows what's in our heart. He knows if that faith's laying in there.
Amen.
And that's why sometimes, as Abraham, he knew by faith God had revealed to him he was going to have that son. He was not afraid to make that claim. Now people that looked at him thought he was just making a claim and being silly. But God looked upon his heart, and that's all Abraham cared about. He knew God saw what was down inside of there.
Amen.
And he knew that in God's time, he would vindicate and bring to pass that thing that God said he would do for him. Here in the message, works is faith expressed. Let's just read this over here. As Brother Branham tied this in here, this is on page 28. We'll start about page 212. Notice, it's page 28, paragraph 212. Notice Jesus said, only believe, for all things are possible to them that believe. Faith and works are husband and wife, and they work together. The husband works with the wife, and the wife works with the husband. They identify one another. Like a man say he's married, yet can't produce and show that he has a wife, you doubt his claim. And a man said, I'm married, where's your wife? Oh, I don't know about that, see? Be kind of a hard thing for me to believe him. And I say, well, where is your wife? Well, I don't know. I'm not going to believe it, he said. Now, I want you to think about that. We can say we're Christians. You can take this all, take this, don't just think about it on the healing side now, but let's take it to every word. If I say I've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I've been born again, and I'm a staunch believer, my life has got to bear out that that's so, and it should bear out. But what if my works never show that side of it? Everyone has a right to doubt my claim. My children, my wife, my husband, it don't matter who. My works must bear forth my testimony. And it must line up 100% down through here. And that's what we must see. And that's, if you look at the growing pains as we come, and God has graciously given us His Word. And we've been growing as calves in the stall. Line upon line, word upon word. Make sure this is certain. Look how the Holy Spirit has stressed these things. By their fruits you'll know them. The two seeds. You can see all of this in the framework of the church, and you can see all of that bringing an assurance to that little heart's bride, that bride's heart, to show her that where she is standing, she knows without a shadow of a doubt.
Amen.
That what God said, He means. And He is His own interpreter. When He said, when the Comforter is, which I shall send in my name, shall come, He shall teach you all things and guide you into all truths. We can look back in the Word and see that happen on the day of Pentecost. We can see it happen in all those old rugged men of faith, the apostles and the disciples. We can see that Word take hold in their life and the works that was done. And we see it prove out that God's Word is truth, just as much as it was truth when He said He would bring the children of Israel out by a strong and mighty hand. You can look back and see every example God has kept His Word and proved it and vindicated it. And today He said He would have a bride that would not fail, and He would restore her to that first Eve. She would be back to that original that he wanted her to be. And here we stand tonight on the verge of being a people that is turning back, and the word has done its job. He sent a prophet to turn the hearts of the Father back. And we see our hearts being turned back. We're not concerned with just trying to be a message follower. We're not concerned with just being somebody that's following a message. But there's something down on the inside that's calling and crying out for that higher ground that we can see. We followed a message for a long time, but here we can see that maturity coming.
Amen.
As Brother Branham spoke in Why Christ Speak, we see that happening in our lives. Here's the checkbook. He didn't, and he said, God said, not if you pray to this mountain, but if you say to this mountain. And if our hearts condemn us not, look at what God is doing for us and where he's trying to get a people to stand.
Amen.
With an assurance in their heart. And their works are going to bear out that 100%.
Hallelujah.
There's going to be a manifestation go forth that Jesus Christ is alive and living in that person. He said these signs shall follow them that believe. Not maybe they will, but they shall. And that's the part we must, at this word, it comes in. Brother Brown said, you can't stay neutral. You're either sliding or climbing. And every day we got to see it that real. Am I higher today or am I still the same person I was yesterday? But we're looking for we've got to be a people that's climbing, pressing for that mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus to reach that height that he's got for us. My, we've looked around and we see all this. And oh, what a challenge it ought to place in our hearts when we see what God's left us. And the promises, by his stripes I'm healed. That's a promise laying there, the same as it was, I give you that land. He gave that land to the children of Israel. That was their promise. And the people brought back an evil report. Oh, we can't go there. We can't do that. But Caleb, different, something down on the inside of him. But we're more than able to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Think of the grace. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickened his mortal body, what's it going to do for these mortal bodies? Amen. Greater is he that is in us.
Amen.
Amen. You let it gel together for us, saints. There is a truth and an understanding to the things we've heard. And oh my, it ought to bring us to a place. It don't matter how much false there is around it. It don't matter how many people was taught it this way and said it that way. But God's word don't lie. And what he said he will do, he will do through a people's heart. Amen. He's looking for somebody that can reach out. That same God. Sometimes I don't think we realize that the same God that was in Brother Branham standing there, it was not Brother Branham that was healing people. It was not Brother Branham that was doing this. It was God in Brother Branham housed in a body of flesh speaking out himself and doing those works. And that same God is housed within you and me.
Amen.
The very same God. And oh, what a joy that ought to put in our hearts.
Amen.
If we truly had a revelation and a reality of that, how much more we might praise him a little more when we come in here. And our attitudes might be a little different when we sing every song.
Amen.
Oh my, how much more we might really approach him. If you can feel it, saints. Oh my, God is real. And how we ought to really cry out to God to make that real to us. More so. Amen. And it's so true. If Brother Branham was to walk, could come back in the flesh and walk up on this platform, knowing the gift of a prophet, knowing the gifts that God had put in his life, I wonder what how much even that would change our attitudes. But that's it. It shouldn't be that way. It's the reality and the revelation that that same God is here.
Amen.
Now.
Yes.
Moving through this building, that same God can still be touched.
Amen.
Just as Brother Branham would have a discernment, somebody sitting in a congregation could reach out by faith and claim it. And he'd say, sister, your faith made you whole. Brother, you've got what you asked for. Go and believe it. That same God is standing in this building tonight.
Amen.
He's housed in you and in me, and he is here with a reality to bring that to pass.
Amen.
And to prove it, it may not be for everybody. Not everybody got healed in those prayer meetings. But some people got what they came for.
Amen.
Amen. And I wonder if we realize that we've come into the presence of the King, we can get what we want.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's real. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Saints, it ought to stimulate our faith.
Amen.
Amen. To see what God is doing. Amen. Forgot where I was. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn here. Let me see. I just finished this on out. He says, see, Where's your wife? Oh, I don't know about that. See, it'd be kind of hard to think for me to believe him. Where's your wife? Well, I don't know. I ain't going to believe it. So you see, if you have what you say you have, I have faith. How are you going to show me you've got faith? By your work, see? I am married. How do I know you're married? This is my wife. See, there you are. I am married. This is my husband. I am healed. How do you know? My works show my faith, see? And what you're speaking of, your faith is what God sees in you, and your works is that other people see in you. And that's the difference between James and Paul here explaining about Abraham. They never contradicted one another. They was both the same. Married, so is faith that doesn't produce works. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Now, do you hear it? Before we start the prayer line, if your faith doesn't produce works with it, you can't make anyone believe that you're healed. Say, well, I don't know. Well, yeah, sure, I got all the faith in the world, you know, because them works is married to faith. They're husband and wife, and one identifies the other. And let's think of Abraham just for a few minutes. Abraham got that holy union complete. See, he got the whole thing together, and he called things contrary to his faith as though it was not, and acted on the same principle. I can imagine that for 20 years, somebody come by and say, Father of Nations, huh? Abraham, you said your name was Abram, which means Father of Nations. Just how many children do you have right now, Abraham? That didn't stumble him a bit. The Bible said he staggered not at the word of God through unbelief, but he went right ahead, making ready, keeping all the booties ready and the bird's eye and everything. He was going to have that baby. Amen. I want you to think about the steadfastness. Look at the controversy over the changing of the soul, but God revealed it to some, and they'll stand on that. There's nothing can shake them from it. Amen. That's the same faith that God is placing in a people's heart that will heal their body. Amen. That's going to take them off of this earth. The same steadfastness that I know my sins are gone. They've been washed white as snow. That same revelation burning and building in your heart is going to make this body change one of these days. And oh my, the works that I have now are bearing out that that's happening within my body. And that's how each one of us, every word we hear, if we don't see it making progress, if we don't see that changing daily, then there's something wrong and we need to get it right. Because it's all tied together if our hearts condemn us not. Forgive. When you stand praying, forgive if you haven't. It all just gels right in together. You can see the Word of God build into a picture.
Amen.
Amen. To be just like He was. Amen. Conform to His image. Oh my, how it ought to just dwell in our hearts. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, amen. Let me see here. Amen. Let me read this. This is also in Works as Faith Expressed. He's talking about David here for just a moment. And our brother mentioned him in his prayer this morning. Just listen for a moment as he types this. He says, page 22, paragraph 167. Hallelujah. We're at the end of the journey. God has promised that there is a land. Let me drop down. David, with a shepherd's sling, expressed to the whole Israelite army the faith that he had in their God. There was Goliath on the other side, and he stood out there and made his boast many times bigger than David, and he had his fingers 14 inches long. He was a mammoth big fellow, the Philistine giant, and here was David, the smallest one. He was even too little to be in the army, too much of a runt. They couldn't use him. Amen. And sometimes I look around at us, and not many people want us. We're not their type.
Amen.
But amen, I thank God that he saw in his mind, here and there, a people. He knows before there was a moon or a star. He saw David before the world was formed.
Amen.
He saw that whole situation. Before David ever got there, he knew what was happening.
Amen.
God had already seen it, made a way, prepared it. Prepared David's heart for it.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't nothing you face in life God don't already know is coming before you get there.
Amen.
Amen. If we would sometimes could just learn to fall back and trust him. Lord, I know you know the situation. Here it is, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we make it hard for him. I have in my past made it hard for God because I fought him. I didn't want to trust him. I wanted to do it the way I could do it. Get my hands in it. Lord, I can get this done. But sometimes it takes, Lord, here it is, Lord. You know the situation. You take care of it. Amen. But David, let's see here. So his brother, David, the smallest one, he was even so little of the army, too much of a runt, they couldn't use him. So his brothers was out there in the army, and then Goliath was making his boast. But David, now remember, it was revealed to David. He thought, here is the armies of the living God standing in their own land. And there's a boasting, uncircumcised Philistine out there, and we call him cancer tonight. We call him paralytic. Why, David was no kind of match for him. Not with any kind of a weapon, he was no match. That man's shoulders was probably 10 or 12 foot across, and he was probably standing 14 to 15 foot high, a spear like weaver's needle, probably a 20 foot long and a blade of about 4 foot across. And little David standing there with a little piece of leather, goatskin, sheepskin, with two pieces of a string tied to it, but it was revealed to him, revelation struck him. And he said, the God that took me out of the paws of the bear, that took me out of the paws of the lion, how much more will he deliver that uncircumcised Philistine into my hand? His brother's way more able to do it, and Saul head and shoulders above his army. But you see, it wasn't revealed to them. Amen. There it is. They believed it, that it could be done. Amen. There's many that believe that all these promises and things can be done. But there's a special few God's going to reveal it to them. And it's going to be manifested, whatever it may be. A healing, overcoming this, that God is going to reveal it to a few, and they're going to make it all the way and prove out. Their life is going to prove it out 100% that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Glory. He said, but it was revealed to David. It was absolutely revealed to you that you're going to get it. I don't care what's wrong with you. The odds, it may be worse than David and Goliath, but if it's revealed to you. And notice, when it's revealed, David become fearless. He said, today I'll cut your head off. Look at that boldness that came with that revelation. Amen. Amen. Today I'll cut your head off. Quickly, our God, by grace, in that crucial moment when decision had to be made, that same God that produced the grace in that day and dropped that seed of faith in that little hunchback-looking boy, seeing his heart, that same God in this crucial moment could take the woman from the wheelchair. And that man there, if you can believe it, with all her trouble. And when that little grain of faith is revealed to you, I don't care how long it takes. Amen. Notice the giant on the other side didn't believe it neither. And neither will cancer. He laughed and he said, I'm a dog. You send a kid out to fight me, and I'll pick you up on the end of my spear and let the birds eat your flesh. But you see, that didn't shake David at all. Why? It was revealed to him. He had faith in what he was doing. Amen. And how this word ought to be bringing us to that place.
Amen.
Amen. When you look around and you see all the circumstances of life that are facing us, you see all these diseases that are coming around, but our God is greater.
Amen.
Greater is He. The scripture says, greater is He that is in us. Amen. And He's longing to prove that out, that He would get that glory and that honor and that praise.
Amen.
Amen. David knew when that stone left his sling, it wasn't his hand that killed that giant. He knew it was God. Amen. And then it's the same with us. When any good thing you can see in your life, you know it's not you, but it's the hand of God.
Amen.
Amen. When you can see overcoming, it's not you, but it's the hand of God in your life. The hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason for my bliss.
Amen.
It's the secret to all this, that the Comforter abides. Amen. Hallelujah. When you can see that God thinks enough of you to come down and to speak His word and bring His word back to our remembrance and make sure we understand it. Make sure that it's not passing us by.
Yes.
Maybe I missed it the first round. Maybe I didn't care. Maybe I was off somewhere. But God always makes a way to bring it back, that it'll catch the heart of that little bride and bring a fruit unto righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is amen. In the message, Why Christ Speak, page 17, paragraph 98. Speaking of Moses for a minute, he said, when Moses saw that he was raised up for this purpose, and he had met face to face this great God who had made the call, and anointed him and identified him and said, this is your call, Moses, I'm sending you. I'm going to show you my glory. And here I am in a bush burning. Go down there, I'll be with you. He didn't even need a stick. He had the word, the vindicated word, and there he went. It anointed the faith that was in him. And it anoints us when we see that we're living in the last days. Can you see that? Can you truly see that this is those last days? You've got to see it for yourself. Everybody can tell you, but till it's been revealed to you, that this is those last few moments of time. In the last days, and find out these signs that we see taking place that spoke in the scripture would take place in the last days, all the way from heaven to the political powers and the nature of the people and the demoralization of the world and among the women and how they would do in the last days and how men would do. How churches would do and how the nations would do and how God would do. We see it all laying right here on us. And oh, it anoints our faith. It moves us out in the great cycle. See, it separates us from other things of the world. No matter how little we are, how much of a minority we are, or how much we're laughed at or made fun of, it don't make a bit of a difference. That's all. We see it. There's something within us. We're predestinated to see this hour. And there is nothing going to stop us from seeing it.
Amen. Amen. Just think of it, saints. I know sometimes it's hard to grasp that all the people that's in this message are not all going to the same place. And you know, I had a sister say that to me one time. She said, I don't know why we can't get along. We're all going to the same heaven. But the word shows us where we're headed. And we're all not going to the same place. But by God's grace, there is a few chosen people on this earth that have seen their purpose for which they were sent. They were called out for a chosen selection from God. God is doing a work in their heart just the same as when he saw he needed a prophet. For this day, he predestinated William Marion Branham to be that person. And it should be revealed just as great to you that this day when he needed a bride that would stand here and fulfill every word that was performed in this last day that was going to be manifested, Amen. He saw your name and he saw you, the color of your hair, your eyes. He saw you and knew exactly what you was going to go through, how you would get to be here. Amen. But he knew you were going to be that one he was going to reveal himself to and work through in this last day, and how that ought to anoint our faith as it did Moses. Amen. And put an excitement in my heart that, Lord, I can't help how much others do. I can't help what goes here, but Lord, you know you have led me this way, and that's the way I'm going to travel. Amen. Abraham didn't care how many didn't go with him. He didn't care how many fell off the side. He said God told him to come and follow him, and that's where he went. Amen. Amen. That same God has called a people out, and they can't help it. You love people. You want to see people be right, but God, if God don't open the eyes of people, it'll never help. But if God's give you eyes, salve to see, and the light to your path, how thankful you ought to be.
Amen. Amen. He says, how much we're laughed at, difference, that's all. See, there's something within us. We were predestinated to see this hour, and there's nothing going to stop us from seeing it. Amen. Here, God has spoke it, and it's already happened. We see it. And oh, how we thank God for this. Oh, then it brings out your faith when we see these things happening here. And oh my, how it ought to bring our faith out. When we see the words that's laying here, and we know that those stripes were bore for our healing, that blood was spilled for our sins, how grateful we ought to be and how precious it ought to be to us to be able to say, Lord, you bore that for me. Let me take and make use of it in this day, that you would receive the glory from it. Amen. I thank God for the revelation of his word. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But amen, and even as our up on this rock, look at the Holy Spirit, how much it stressed the revelation, the word. Look what God is doing, building us. Hallelujah. Slowly, just as if you would go out and groom a calf and feed it a little bit today and maybe shape its hooves and this and that and take care of it to make sure it's just the perfect one. God is doing the same thing for you and I. With his precious word, a little here. He sends the rain on it. He knows when and how. And it's going to be to his glory and to his honor and his praise. But by God's grace, I'm crying out, Lord, grant me more revelation of thy precious word. More faith than I've ever had. You know, to be able to stand and to be able to see. We all know the word says by his stripes we're healed. We all know that. But there is a special revelation when he dips it into your heart that certain thing that you've got need of is taken care of. Amen. And by God's grace, I've experienced that in my life. But I'm willing to see it more and more greater than it ever has. Amen. God is real. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's alive. Let's all stand. Amen. Amen. I thank him. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Alive, Alive.
Amen.
My Jesus is alive. Amen. And you feel the stimulation off of his word. Amen. This morning as the word was coming forth, if you sit there and you drink it in and you just meditate on it. And when I went home today, it's just the same thing. You think about it. And it gels together. You think about it this way and you think about that. But it's got to come to every word. And it doesn't matter what the word is. If we want what he was speaking of this morning, you've got to make sure that token is on display in your life. Amen. We've got to see all of the things that's built up to that. And if I've missed it, that's as he said this morning, we have a library. If you see you're lacking somewhere, go search and find something. Maybe to help you grow. It's necessary. It's just as if my body was lacking a vitamin. And I knew it. And I knew what vitamin I needed. I'd go hunting for it. And amen. That's why God has given us a storehouse to be able to keep messages. because sometimes we couldn't be here. Sometimes we miss things. But God has a way to prepare vitamins that if you get deficient and you see you got a need, go searching for that answer. The prophet's words laying there, the Bible's laying there. Search those scriptures and then try to find maybe the pastor's message on something that goes, ties that together and helps you see the picture. God has a purpose for everything that he's done. Amen. I love him. Let's sing that little chorus. Hallelujah. I pray the word has blessed you. Amen.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore.
Amen.
My Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Give us a brand new burning desire in our heart. Amen. Why the move is on? Amen. I hear the rustle in the mulberry tree. I know the move is on.
Amen.
Glory to God. If we'll just pay attention to what God is wanting to give to us.
Amen.
We don't have to bow down to flesh. We don't have to bow down to Satan. God has given us the power and authority.
Amen.
To overcome every obstacle Satan has placed before us. Oh, my. When a man in faith, oh, my, places that word upon his lips, it's the same as God speaking. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's God in you.
Amen.
I just want to read a couple little verses here while you're standing there and just want you to think about it. Now, pay attention. Okay? It's in the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter. Just kind of go along with what Brother Timothy was bringing. 24th verse. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Look what fear or faith done for these people. For he endured seeing as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover. What did faith do? He kept the word. He kept the Passover. And the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now remember, these is real things.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
All right. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Noticing the different situations? It ain't all just healing.
That's right.
Amen. Is it?
No.
No. It's by faith. Amen. Taking care of all these situations. And what shall I more say to the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Japheth, and David, as the and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. What? Obtained promises. Stopped the mouths of lions. That's not a healing. No. That's a need.
Amen.
was his desire? I'm sure when old Daniel stood there, it was his desire that lion's mouth better shut up and keep him eating him. I'm sure he didn't sit there and say, eat me, eat me. No, it was his desire. That mouth of that lion, shut up, go over and sit down and mind its own business. Amen. Pay attention. Stop the mouth of the lions. Quench the violence of fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That wasn't no healing. That was the circumstance they was going through. But God quenched it. He took care of it, didn't he? Oh, my. Hallelujah. By faith. It could be wrote in here. By faith. Stephen's back was healed. Hallelujah. By faith. Heather received child. A child was born. By faith. Barbara received healing. And no more takes anything for sugar. By faith. Amy Finley. No more takes anything for diabetes. By faith. Eloise Rickers. Her digestive disorder is healed. By faith. All these things. It's not impossible. All things are possible to them to believe. Hallelujah. God is the healer. God is the provider. God is the maker. God is the creator. If there's not a seed, God can create a seed. If there ain't an egg, God can create an egg. Hallelujah. God is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. Can thou believest?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Woman received dead, raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection.
Amen.
Look what faith done. It wasn't just healing. It was
every
circumstance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Excuse me. Yea, moreover, in bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawed asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Why? Because of what God revealed to them. Of whom the world was not worthy.
Amen.
Of these people. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a good report through faith. Wow. What about us? Are we going to obtain a good report through faith? Because it's going to glorify
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Same as this was glorifying God.
Yes.
Did not I just what read to you, did not it glorify God?
Yes.
Absolutely. The same God wants to be glorified through your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And these all having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Then where does that put us? We're going to have to be on the same ship, friend.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ fulfilling his word through our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you don't need no prayer line. No, sir, friends. Brother Branham said, I've tried to get you away from that. Amen. Having hands laid on you. No, it's time you stand there on your own 2 feet. It's time you mature and you be a son or daughter of God and stand on what God's given you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Amen. We're sons and daughters of God. Abrahamic faith. The faith of God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and doubt it not, it shall be done. Hallelujah. These scriptures are for a purpose. Amen. It's God's holy word, is it not? Can we believe it? God, give us a greater revelation of it. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you. You pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. So don't go this week saying you ain't got nothing to pray about. You can pray for me if nothing else, and I'll pray for you. Amen. That God will give us the revelation we need.
Amen.
Amen. So we can start seeing God
delivers again. Amen. Hallelujah. He delivered once before. He can deliver again. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. God delivers again.
God delivers again. Oh, my God delivers again. It seems that all is lost. He reaches down his hand, and all the forces of evil had to flee at his command.
Amen.
Just when things look hopeless, my God delivers again.
Sing it again.
The Holy Ghost fire come down and brand us into our hearts. Hallelujah. Where we can see God move on the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Could it be? This is what God is talking about. When the prophet said, just before the rapture, the Lord would show his little bride off. Oh my, could it be? Could it be? Will people have that kind of faith? Will people have that kind of revelation burning in their hearts? Oh my. Let me just say this in closing. I'm sorry to keep you standing so long. But did little David, when he was faced with that giant, did he ask all the children of Israel to pray for him? Did he ask them to come and lay hands upon him? When Moses stood there before the Red Sea, and the greatest obstacle it could ever be was standing behind him and was ready to destroy him, take him back. Did he call for the elders and the priests and everything to come? Come pray for me. Come pray for me. No. Did Daniel, when he was in that lion's den, did he scream out the window and say, hey, all you people, come and lay hands upon me? They stood there, and by faith, these things was done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I say there's nothing wrong with having hands laid on you if you ain't got enough faith. Maybe you're weak. Maybe you're about dead. Maybe you're about dead from an accident. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Amen. Again, remember, it's like one day, God told Moses, don't have any engraven images. And the next day he tells him to build one. People don't understand. I've seen it all my life. Yeah. You know why? Because the seed's got to be in there to receive.
Amen.
Otherwise they cut and chop it to pieces and wrestle themselves to destruction. Will they be in a rapture? No. It's not been given them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But to you it has been given. You know exactly how to walk.
Amen.
To everybody else, they're confused. They don't know how to do it. But to the bride of Jesus Christ, by faith, they subdued kingdoms. By faith, they've done this. By faith, they've done that. By faith, they've done this. What is faith? Revelation.
Amen.
It's revealed to them. Oh, hallelujah. Do you realize what I just said, how confusing it would be to people? Oh, my. God help us, give us revelation.
Amen.
In closing, the children of God are rugged.
Amen.
They got hair on their chest.
Amen.
They're not wimps. They're not sissies. They're not babies. They're sons of God. Yes. Oh, yeah. But look at the babies we got in this message today when the Lord's about to appear.
Amen.
That they got to have a bottle stuck in their mouth all the time. Trying to tell them, don't do this. This is why you don't do that. Don't you understand this? Don't you understand that? When is people ever going to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ and the unity of the faith? When will it happen? God's word assures us it will happen. It may only be 5. It may only be 500. It may be only 1,000. But God's going to do it.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, yes, we're stirred. There's something stirring on the inside, Lord. We've got to get ready for rapture. And if we don't have enough faith for divine healing hardly, how are we ever going to have enough faith for rapture? How are we ever going to have enough faith to change bodies? The Lord Jesus, to take this very mortal body that every one of us right now, we could take our one side of our hand and pinch the back side of our other hand. It's mortal. It's mortal. And it's not going to last forever. It's going to die, and it's going to rot if you don't take us home. It's going to go the route of the grave and go back to the gases and dust in which it came. But Lord Jesus, what's going to change that? From that to immortal, to a glorified body. Faith. Faith. And so many people think, well, it's just going to be time and I'm going to change. No. The only way we're going to go through that change is by faith.
Amen.
For the rapture is a revelation.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, without that revelation, we ain't going to change. And if we can't already get a divine healing now, how are we ever going to face that? People often think, Lord, that we are just, this is a fairy tale and there's nothing real to it. Lord, you're trying to show us it's just as real as you said it was.
Amen.
And what you said is going to happen just like you said. Lord, give us faith. Give us revelation. Give us a little tabernacle, Lord, of people, this little tabernacle of faith, a revelation burning like never before. Oh, God, and only you can do that. I can't do it, but only you can place it in our hearts. So we ask that you do it for us. Thank you, Lord, for the words you give us to our brother, Lord. May you bless it in our hearts and completeness and its fullness. Bless us now as we leave this little place and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, because we're not sure we'll be here the next service. You may appear, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, help us to be ready. Give us what we need, Lord Jesus. Grant that, Father, now in your holy precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. How many's got a challenge burn your heart?
Amen.
Oh my, that God could be glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you got a need in your body and you want to see God glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my, I don't want to see my doctor glorified. Nah, he gets enough glory.
Amen.
I want my Heavenly Father to be glorified.
Amen.
I want every man and woman I face to know that Jesus Christ is a healer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The divine healer. God, the great I am. Amen. Am I crazy or do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Strata. Yes. Amen. Help me on that. Amen. There's nothing my God can't do. Amen. Is that it? Grace be able to sing it? Well, I guess we'll have to let her sing it. Amen. But I want to sing it too, so I might get in on it. Because that's where I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. Come on up.
He measures. sea in the span of his hand. The mountains were placed at his command. At the sound of his voice, the sun broke through. There's nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. There's nothing, no, nothing. There is nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders, there is nothing, my God can't do. He named every star, then he hung them on high. The moon spread its light across God's big sky, and that same mighty God can take a heart of stone, wash it, cleanse it, and make it his own. There's no that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders, there is nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. There's nothing that my God can't do. Miracles and wonders, there is nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do. Nothing, no, nothing, there is nothing, no, nothing that my God can't do.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing my God can't do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else on song? Amen. Glory. Amen. to serve. Oh, he's so mighty wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory. Hate to let you go. Amen. Let's sing it one more time.